Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
To be honest, I really haven't given it much thought because what I previously just said about the season we had and how much commitment it takes to play the games we did and give it our all. So I really haven't thought about that deep in the future because I still need to process the year we had. And it was one filled with ups and downs, but ultimately I personally and our team did everything we could to try and, you know, win as many games as we possibly could.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I'd argue that Klay Thompson's future absolutely is in the moment. That is exactly where people's heads are. That is this moment. But I get it. This isn't trying to pin Klay or anyone else. When you do this for a living, you sort of get used to the things people say when they just don't want to answer a question without saying, I don't want to answer the question. I haven't given it much thought is one of those things.
Right. Because we don't know if he's telling the truth or not. We're not inside his head.
It feels
like he probably has given it some thought.
I got a $100 bill that I would bet that he's given it plenty of thought.
Of course.
But he doesn't, like, this is true and this is fair. For people who have press conferences, by the way, already, just by virtue of you having a press conference, it means you're pretty cool. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, you get a podium and people want to know what you have to say.
How many press conferences have you held?
Zero. Yeah. Zero.
I mean, I've been in the Q&A as a varsity sports coach.
Yeah, like I've hosted press conferences for other people.
Yeah. I've had two reporters maybe asking me questions post-match, but that's about it.
That's it.
No podium, no dais.
No.
Yeah, I had a little dynasty up there, Grandy, but don't let that get in the way.
I've had them in my living room before, but nobody wants to attend them. Hey, kids, get up here. Oh, God, Dad wants to talk again. Anyway, if you're having a press conference, you're pretty cool. And no, you don't have to answer the question before you're ready to answer it. Them's the rules. We're going to try to ask. You answer it when you're ready to answer it. Klay Thompson doesn't need to answer the free agency question yet because it's not July 1st, so he didn't answer it. But in that world, we also get to take what our guess is when you don't answer it. Because how long was that, Grandy?
About 17
about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
About 16 and a half.
Did he ever say I want to be a Warrior?
If he did, I think we all missed it.
Did he say I want to stay?
If he said that, we all missed it.
It's an option.
Well, he doesn't have to say that.
No, he doesn't.
He can go full Brandon Ayuk and start releasing things through his camp or go full Debo and scrub him from his IG.
Oh, my God.
What if Klay Thompson his boat?
If Klay scrubs his IG, I quit. I mean, my God. My goodness.
Klay Thompson's Tiburon estate is up for sale.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Right?
He could have said that. He chose not to. And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's not like that.
He did reflect on his time here and how
absolutely
much he enjoyed it.
Yeah, but reflecting on his time here, that doesn't necessarily feel like a good thing.
Agreed.
I'm glad he was asked. What was that about when you stopped and started staring up into space before you walked off the floor? And his answer had a pretty hefty pause in it. And again, I translate that as, well, let me think about what part of that I'd like to share with you and which part I'd like to keep totally to myself. And then the conversation ended up in talking about a dude in a Warrior jersey up high in the stands.
In the 300 level.
Do you have it or do you want me to hit it, Grandy? Let's play that for everybody.
Some of the things going through my head. Well, first one, just disappointment because to not shoot the ball well, obviously. Big old donut, so that wasn't very fun. I did look up in the nosebleeds, though, and I did see a man wearing a number 11 jersey. That made me happy, you know, considering my history in Sacramento from playing a state championship there to playing the Kings in the playoffs. That was kind of a full circle moment for me. So that was actually a good moment just seeing that Warriors fan standing by his lonesome up in the 300 level, repping 11. That made me grateful.
Okay. So again, every answer, what do I want to share with you? What do I not want to share with you? So first, I was disappointed I didn't play well. Then I saw a guy in my jersey, and I started to reflect on my connections to this area of the country and what have you. Do you buy that that's what was going through his head? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It absolutely looked like someone who was walking off the court and then had a thought, like a lightning bolt,
yeah,
shoot through his brain. Oh, hold on a second. This might be it. Let me soak it in for a second.
But that runs anathema or counter to what he said in the press conference where he said he hasn't even thought about free agency. So how can you pause and take it all in about possibly having the NBA near and at the same time not have thought about free agency, which would lead you to the end perhaps being near? I'm making light of it.
No,
obviously he has thought of it.
Of course he's thought.
And walking off the court after that game, and he mentioned the donut, 0-for-10 from the floor. I'm sure he was having a moment of like, wow, this is not the way I wanted to end my time as a Warriors if I'm going to end it. But on my way out, let me look up top for somebody in an 11 jersey. That'll make me feel good.
Give me the odds.
Of him still being a Warriors? You know, we've done this so many times.
I know.
And I've been more of the camp that he's going to be gone. I would put it right now at a solid 50-50.
Oof.
That he's going to be gone. I think.
I'll go more 65-35 that he stays.
Okay. I think when push comes to shove, A, there will be some team out there that wants to give him a decent chunk of change that the Warriors maybe don't want to give him. And for me, it's going to come down to Joe Lacob and the luxury tax.
Yeah, my issue with this conversation, and then we're going to come to the phones. My issue with this is it feels to me, and I don't know Klay Thompson, it feels to me like he is someone who operates with a very healthy dose of, I want respect from the people around me. That matters to him. First of all, he has it, but he may wrap that up into tangible things, such as the salary that is offered to you. And so, in other words, I would think normally someone who's achieved this much with this organization and apparently wants so badly for Steph, Clay, and Dre, for all of them to be together, that let's say someone did offer you 28 and the Warriors offered you 22, I think most human beings actually in Clay's position would go, I'll take the 22. If the rest of that stuff actually matters to you that much, how can you put a price on that?
Especially when you've made $260 million on the court.
On the court alone, right. The guy is probably, I mean, I don't know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Is he closing in on $500 million in terms of just overall earnings in his career? Whatever. It's well over $300 million for sure. Okay? So if money's no object and you love a place and it's home and you love your coworkers, Would you take a little bit less to stay? I'd argue most humans would say yes, unless that human is highly attached to the meaning behind whatever those numbers are. And Clay strikes me as one of those people.
Right.
And that's why the percentage...
It's not a detriment.
No, not at all. It's not a criticism. Right. It's just an assessment of, I think the likelihood of him leaving becomes higher because of that perceived characteristic.
If they do offer him 22, and let's just play with that for a minute, he would be the Warriors' fourth highest paid player next year behind Wiggins and Draymond, assuming that everybody is still on the team. So Clay's going to make 22. If he gets, 25 from, and let's just pick Orlando, because the great Jimmy Shapiro, who inundates us with emails,
yep,
he sent the email with Clay Thompson next team odds. Orlando is the favorite at 3-1, and their highest paid player next year will be Cole Anthony, making 12.9. Jonathan Isaac is making 17.4 next year, not fully guaranteed. Clay would go to Orlando, a team with a ton of cap room, and he would probably be the highest paid player. He'd be the most established. He'd be the veteran, and he could fulfill a lot of those respect quotients on a new team, being the OG, the four-time champ, making the most money and all the rest of it.
Yep.
And not have to go out there and carry the water, really.
That's also crazy to think of an NBA team having Klay Thompson as their highest paid player.
Right.
Like
that. Carroll's only making 12 next year. Wendell Carter Jr. is making 12. They got a bunch of pups.
Yep.
These guys are all options.
They can afford it, and they need shooting, and that's why everybody
and they
brings
need veterans,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why everyone brings up the Orlando Magic. But again, my assessment of the quote-unquote big three is that they can't have that label anymore unless you're simply talking about emotions. They emotionally will always be the big three.
Personalities,
They'll be that after they retire. But in terms of pecking order and responsibility, that number needs to go down for all of them. All of them. And so the idea of Klay Thompson going somewhere and having the pressure of being a one or a two, like, he probably doesn't see it this way, but if I were him, I don't want that. I don't want that because you can't do that anymore. You're not a 34-minute per game, 25-point-per-night person. You're just not that. That's what this year just proved.
And I think a team like Orlando would be one that would afford him to be in the role much more befitting of a player at his age and his minute restrictions, because they do have so many young, talented players. Franz Wagner averaged 20 this year. They got Suggs and Carter Jr. and a bunch of other 23 and 24-year-old pupsters.
And they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're well into the playoffs.
Yeah, that was a cold reminder.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.